Hi everyone, this is Isaac, your host for the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. Today we're going to talk about Ariana Grande. I'm going to tell you why she's a witch in the Illuminati. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, folks? We're about to get into it with Ariana Grande. I know there's a handful of Ariana Grande stans listening right now. What do you guys call yourself? What's your sheep name there? The Ariana Grande kitty cats or something like that? I'm about to ruin it. About to destroy your world. I mean, I'm using a little hyperbole here. But that's what this is all about, folks. We're about to make this exciting. We're going to make it exciting to talk about Ariana Grande and why she's in the Illuminati, why she is a witch. Huh? She's a witch, folks. And I'm going to prove it today. I'm going to prove to you she's in the Illuminati, confirm. As you know, for years I've been exploring Illuminati symbolism in pop culture. Little Ariana came on my radar several years ago. 2013, I think. 2014. Because she had all the symbolism that we see from the occult realm in her videos. So I did a little research on her. And it seems that she might be in the Illuminati. Of course she's not in the Illuminati. No, 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 my friends. She is a tool, a pawn for the Illuminati. She is used by them to push the big agenda, the message, the path they want to take the masses down. Because these old elite type folks, they don't have the power over the masses. These young artists do. These modern day gods and goddesses. And if you don't believe me, I guarantee I'm going to get some backlash for this podcast. You can check out my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever I put this thing. And surely there will be some negative comments from her fans. Because they must ride or die for their goddess. Because they don't have an independent thought in their head. They have to be told what to do and what to believe and what to like. So, you know, that's how that works. She is the tool to control and program the masses. We recently talked about Edward Bernays and Sigmund Freud and their theories of the mind through the psychoanalysis. And how it's used in America, how it was used in America and still is to this day, to push us down the consumerism agenda to make profit for corporate America. They know how the mind works. They know how the whole game is played. They are definitely playing chess while the masses are playing checkers. They want you to be a mouth-breathing, sports ball-watching, Ariana Grande-worshipping, mindless robot to do what they want, which begs the question of what's the end game? Why do they want that? It's because they believe in a higher calling to their God. Who's their God? Well, it's got to be Lucifer. It's got to be Satan. It's not Satan in the terms that you and I understand it, like casually talking. It's a little more complex than that. You got to dig into the works of like Manly P. Hall and read, and even Crowley a little bit, about how Lucifer is the true God in their world. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. If you want to read about that, read The Dark Path. That's the book I wrote where I go into all of this and why this is a thing. And, you know, as time goes by, I find it to be more and more correct and true and accurate. But if you're curious about it, go check it out. Read the book or listen to it on Audible. You can get it for free if you sign up for a free trial on audible.com. You can get the audiobook for free. You can let me narrate it to you. It'll be a great time. You and I can get real close. chum up. But for now, we're going to talk about Ariana Grande. I want to pick on her for a bit. First, to give you a layout of what this is going to look like, I'm going to give you a brief overview of the history of why I pick on this girl. Then we're going to go into her new video called God is a Woman, which is her elevation in the ranks as a new goddess in the Illuminati. We've seen this elevation to goddess status with the likes of Lady Gaga before. They try to find these new artists to channel the goddess energies, the goddess archetype. And it appears that Ariana is the latest and greatest to be used for this. It's arguable that Britney Spears was used before for this before she had her breakdown. Now, if you look at my article on this subject, is Ariana Grande in the Illuminati? The answer is yes. You can see that I started out with a little preamble because what happened was I wrote the article in 2014, but then in 2017, if you recall, she had a concert in Manchester. And that was when the terrorist bombing happened. And, you know, immediately there were some interesting comments being made online by the conspiracy theorist community, of course, because, you know, there's no shame in our game. There's no couth here. Immediately we go to crisis actors and say that kids aren't really dead. No, I'm just kidding. That's not my people, but they're in the family, I guess, kind of, right? You know, Carl Sagan, you know, just to briefly talk about this idea, that Carl Sagan said, you have to keep an open mind, but don't let your brains fall out. And I like that, because some of these conspiracy theorists do let their brains fall out. Now, Sandy Hook, stuff like that, where they say there's crisis actors, I don't know that I buy that. I mean, is it possible? Sure. Is it possible the Holocaust was faked? I mean, anything's possible. I don't believe that. I think that would take far too many people in the coordinated effort to conceal the truth behind those things. So while they're entertaining to read, and there are some very strange things that occur with, like, the Sandy Hook thing, for instance, overall, I think it was a real event, sadly. So what I'm saying is these conspiracy theorists, sometimes they're way off base, but, you know, I could give them an ear. Because who am I supposed to listen to? The mainstream media? The government? Corporate America? You think none of these people would try to lie to me? Oh my, who's telling the truth anymore? So anyways, forums on after the Manchester concert bombing talked about how Ariana Grande said that her fans were going to die before it happened. So, me being interested in this subject, I looked it up, and I was able to capture a screenshot on Confidential where they, in fact, confirmed it. She said, she did autographs and pics and was all smiles until she got into the elevator, a stunned industry insider tells us. And as soon as the door shut, she said, I hope they all fucking die. Now, there she is saying that her fans should die. Now, did she say it? I don't know. That could be a big fat allegedly in front of it. Obviously, this is just as an industry insider, so I don't know that we can confirm that and run with it. However, when I Googled Ariana Grande wishes fans death, the first article, the first link on the Google search engine was a BuzzFeed article about it, and the title of it was Ariana Grande apparently said she hopes her fans all fucking die. And then you click it, and they removed the article. This was right after the Manchester bombing. So, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with how the Google search engine works, but like, that BuzzFeed article was definitely active up until the very moment that I searched it, because you don't get to the top search engine result with a dead page. It just doesn't happen because Google sends out what they call like spiders, and they crawl web content. And a big website like BuzzFeed, they most definitely had that article in place until the Manchester thing happened. Then they removed it. Why did they remove it? you tell me. You know, YouTube wants to promote BuzzFeed as like a legit news source. But to me, they're just as sketchy as any other one. Now, what was curious is that I follow a YouTube channel called Black Child for several years now. And they made a very interesting observation that Drake had performed a song called Gelchester at the BMAs one night prior to the terrorist attacks. He did it at the Bellagio in Las Vegas on top of a circle, which arguably could be a ritual magic circle, maybe. And what's curious is that the word Gilchester is a slang term for Manchester in the West Indies. So the argument here is that Drake was using ritual magic to harness energy towards Manchester. I mean, maybe, right? It's just odd. For sure, it's just odd. But you got to dig deeper into her past. Because if you look at a lot of the symbolism of her past, you see all the callings of an Illuminati puppet, the all-seeing eye and such. But you can see that she is actually a practitioner of Kabbalah. This is the I don't know if I'm going to call it a religion. It's a belief system, a self-enrichment program of sorts that she switched to because she was actually a Catholic prior to being famous. In November 2013, she said, "I was born Roman Catholic, but I lost faith when the Pope decided to tell me everything I loved and believed in was wrong." She started losing her faith when the Vatican apparently started criticizing her favorite cartoons. Quote, the church said, "SpongeBob SquarePants is gay and he's a sinner and he should burn in hell, and Harry Potter was a sin, and working women. I was like, enough. First the gays, then SpongeBob, and now Harry Potter? Get out of my house. I was not having it. And the working woman thing? It was a moment for me. I needed something else to believe in." The Star says, following Madge's lead has given her a winning approach to life. Madge is, of course, Madonna. That's her Kabbalistic name. Then Ariana Grande says, "It is the practice of being a good person and how that will manifest good things in your life. People don't really realize that if you are kind..." Wait, sorry. "People don't really realize that if you are kind, you can make all sorts of things happen for you." So there it is. There's proof that Madonna got her to go from Catholicism to Kabbalah. Not because the Vatican was covering up these priests molesting these kids. It's because they were messing with her cartoon characters and Harry Potter bullshit. That's interesting, huh? So Madge, Madonna, there was an interview in 2015 where Ariana Grande confirmed she professed her love for Madonna. V Magazine Ryan Murphy interviewed and said, "Well, I can't wait until people find out about the movie stuff you and I have been putting together. That's going to be announced." Ariana Grande says, "I know, me neither. We should make subliminal Madonna references throughout the film. I love Madonna. I met her a few times and she was so overwhelmingly kind and sweet, down to earth and motherly. She's very, very maternal. I practice Kabbalah as well, so that was one of the first things she mentioned because I had my Zohar in my pocket. She may have noticed, maybe not, but she brought it up. And we danced together at her Oscar party. That's all I can ever ask for. She inspires me endlessly. I'm so inspired by her fearlessness. Like, this is me, and if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. That's cool, you know." So Madonna is definitely a hard influence on her. And look, you know, I'll admit right here, right now, I loved Madonna's music from the 80s to, hell, the mid-2000s. She put out some pretty good music. If she wants to be in the Illuminati, like, I'm okay with that. I don't want anybody to be in the Illuminati, but if Madonna wants to do that, I think crazy for you and get into the groove might be worth it. It's worth a couple sacrifices, right? I'll trade 10 sacrificed dead kids for getting into the groove. Might be worth it. I'm just joking. Don't be triggered, folks. Okay, so... So Ariana has a brother named Frankie, and they both got tattoos on their fingers. What's the finger tat? It is the 72 names of God. It's a Kabbalistic idea. And she tweeted and said, "My finger tat is the 72 names of God. I meditated on it during Billboard 2016 comps, and since it worked so well, I got it. Hashtag Kabbalah." Actually, that might have been Frankie that tweeted that. There's a picture of Ariana Grande. It doesn't matter. You get the point. But anyways, this Kabbalistic stuff, it flows into a lot of the occult realms, like the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, which is one of the Aleister Crowley-inspired orders of magic, ritual magic, ceremonial magic. We've seen Ciara, the R&B singer, wearing a Hermetic Order of Golden Dawn jacket and boots in one of her videos. Talked about that in the past. Looking at Ariana's mother now, she was the president and CEO of Hose McCann Communications. They are part of the military-industrial complex. Then Ariana Grande was in Nickelodeon, which, you know, let me pause for a minute. Jim Morrison, lead singer from The Doors, he was famously, his family was famously in the military industrial complex as well. His father was the admiral of the ship that was in the Gulf of Tonkin that was the false flag that started the Vietnam War. So Ariana Grande, much like Jimmy Morrison, became famous. How did that happen? Inside connections? Possibly. It seems like there are many connections of the military to Hollywood, if you consider the Laurel Canyon, Lookout Mountain. Jared Leto bought a CIA mind control headquarters up there in the mountains of LA. There's a lot more on that subject, but Ariana Grande, she started out with Nickelodeon. That is, of course, one of the many outlets that these child actors find to get broken through, like Disney. Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus happened, and you see the downward spiral of Miley Cyrus. She was getting into some really dark stuff in the past few years. She's, you know, friends with Miley Cyrus, and, you know, Miley Cyrus actually changed her image a bunch with her most recent album, but prior to that, she was getting into some dark stuff. But the idea here, the main takeaway of why we're bringing it up is because there are allegations that there are MKUltra mind control operations within the entertainment industry, especially geared towards children. There are films like An Open Secret that talk about the sexual abuse of children in the entertainment industry, and how if you want to get through, you want to make it past the gatekeepers, you got to play their game. And sometimes the parents know about it, sometimes they don't. But that's the allegation out there. I'm just saying that's what they're claiming. So when we see Ariana Grande with the kitten ears, it's a little disturbing because it may be the symbolism of the sex kitten. That's the theory, okay? I'm not making it up, I'm just telling you what it looks like. Now what's really concerning is that she actually talked about confrontation with a demon. So it could be that she's actually possessed by the demons, an elemental she conjured up. And of course, she was interested in Harry Potter. We already talked about that a minute ago. That's why she left the Catholic faith. You look at, I've got an interview here from Complex. And they say to her, "You're also obsessed with Harry Potter." And she says, "I'm a big nerd. I love Lord of the Rings. I love Harry Potter. I love scary movies. I love dinosaurs, science, aliens, ghosts. Not so weird, I suppose." But then the interview goes into something a bit more dark. the interviewer asks her if she's seen aliens, but she goes into demons, which is obviously a tie to the dark forces that she surely is exposed to in the entertainment industry. The interviewer says, "Have you ever seen an alien?" She says, "Not an alien, but I've had ghost demon experiences. We were in Kansas City a few weeks ago and went to this haunted castle and were so excited. The next night, we wanted to go to Stall Cemetery, which is known as one of the seven gates to hell on Earth. The Pope won't fly over it. I felt this sick, overwhelming feeling of negativity over the whole car, and we smelled sulfur, which is the sign of a demon, and there was a fly in the car randomly, which is another sign of a demon. I was like, this is scary, let's leave. I rolled down the window before we left and said, we apologize, we didn't mean to disrupt your peace. Then I took a picture, and there are three super distinct faces in the picture. They're faces of textbook demons." The guy said, or the interviewer, don't want to assume genders, "Let's see the picture." Ariana says, "I deleted it. The next day I tried to send the picture to my manager and it said, this file can't be sent. It's 666 megabytes. I'm not kidding. I used to have a folder called Demons that had pictures with all the screen caps in it. Then weird things started happening to me, so I deleted it. I was going to sleep about 2 weeks ago. I had just gotten off the phone, and as soon as I closed my eyes, I heard this really loud rumble right next to my head. When I opened my eyes, it stopped immediately. But when I closed my eyes, it started again with whispers. Every time I closed my eyes, I started seeing these really disturbing images with, like, red shapes. Then I opened my eyes and got back on the phone and was like, I'm really scared, and I don't want to go to bed tonight. And then I scooched over to the left side of my bed, because that's where the best service is in my room, and there was this massive black matter. I don't know what it was." Hey, I just realized I should read this in my Ariana Grande voice. "It was like a cloud of something black right next to me. I started crying. I was on the phone like, what do I do? What do I do? And they said, tell it to F off. I thought, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to upset it. So I'm just going to chill and not feed into it, because all it wants is fear. It feeds on fear. I watched it move to the front of my bed, and then I fell asleep on the phone. I woke up and it was gone. The next night, my friend Tyler was staying with me. Blase, blase, blah. And it goes on and on. Okay, that's essentially it. So let's recap here. What's she saying? She was into Harry Potter. That's the gateway drug. If you saw on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, go there now, hit the follow button, I'll wait. You'll find on there, I did a clever, you didn't see it yet. All right, well, you can follow me on Instagram anyways. I thought I posted an image of it in my screwy brain, but I didn't yet. I drew a comic strip for this occult zine. If you remember the zines from the 90s, they were kind of like these photocopied kind of shitty little circulars that were really cool and underground. There is a casual online friend. I use that term very loosely. I don't really know who he is, but we've talked a little bit here and there, and he's putting together an actual occult zine. And I told him, I said, hey, he was asking for people to contribute. I said, hey man, I'm into these topics. Obviously, I'm not an occultist. I tend to have more of a Christian flair, so as long as you don't mind that, I don't mind it. It's had a really fun idea. And in the comic strip, the young man in the subject is into Harry Potter, and this leads him to actual ritual magic, which I believe to be a real thing. I think the idea of magic and witchcraft is very clearly evident in Harry Potter. In fact, J.K. Rowling, the author, said that the symbol that's the circle with the triangle in the middle of the symbol of Harry Potter's fantasy shit, that is actually based off the Freemason compass and square. Because you see, they're all connected. The Masons and the witches and the ritual magicians and the occultists. It's all the same thing. Different masks on the same face. So anyways, she's into Harry Potter. Then she talks about how she had this ghost or demon experience, not an alien, which is where she's wrong, because the aliens are demons. We've talked about that in the past, talked about that in the Dark Path. I proved it undeniably. You have to read it. And, you know, she knows a lot of stuff. This girl knows a lot of things about dark subjects. She is not a casual fan. She knows that the demons smell like sulfur. She knew that the fly symbolized a demon. I talked about the fly being in Westworld many, many times. In fact, I'm going to do a season 2 breakdown on a future podcast here at some point, because you see the fly in season 2 as well. You saw it in season 1 as the Luciferian enlightenment of the robots. She knew that she had to actually apologize and tell the demons that she didn't mean to disrupt the peace, because that's what you do. I used to ghost hunt back in the day, and you literally had to tell the demons before you left the site that you were not allowing them to go home with you. And what's curious here is that she took a picture of this demon and it had three faces, which is exactly what you see in her video, God is a Woman. You see the three-headed dog. Is it all coming together? Anyway, so then she sees this massive black matter. Again, it's this idea of this darkness following her around. Now, the idea... So Ariana Grande came out and she was pretty young. And I tied this to the Aeon of Horus, the age of the crowned and conquering child, the child god worship, because the Egyptian god Horus was the child. And she was very young when she became popular. And I tied that back when I was writing this, I was really into like the idea that a lot of these child artists were being put on pedestals as gods and goddesses at a very young age. Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande, of course. You remember when Justin Bieber got that tattoo of the owl, the Minerva owl at Bohemian Grove, that which the elitists gather every year to do supposed mock sacrifices of children? The symbols that these artists show us and use, they know, maybe they don't know, but the Illuminati knows, the puppet masters know that there is power in these symbols to evoke and influence actions. I cited a book called Symbols of the Goddess by Claire Gibson, and she says that Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud knew that these symbols could influence a conscious and unconscious level. I talked about Freud on my last episode when I talked about the century of self. I'm going to talk about him again on the second part to that podcast, which was going to be on the schedule, but little Ariana Grande released God is a Woman, which I'm going to talk about here real soon. I just got to make sure I covered all my bases here on her past so that you know that I'm not just making this stuff up and, you know, overlooking into things. But it seems like I've got many images of her symbolism that she's given us many times. Let's see. Okay, one more thing. September 11th, 2014, she was in Rolling Stone. And the interviewer said, "Everyone is fascinated by your accounts of seeing real-life demons, most recently at a haunted castle in Kansas City." She says, "Oh my God, all anyone wants to talk about is demons with me. I am a demon, and I practice Kabbalah, and I'm a vegan. That's what people think. They're like, this girl is cray, and I haven't really seen anything in a long time." Interviewer says, "Maybe the VMAs will alert the demons, and they'll be back." Ariana laughs. "The pop music demons? What are you even talking about?" That's a bit much, huh? She says she's a demon herself. So again, when I say she's a witch or a demon or in the Illuminati, hey man, she said it right there. I mean, she did say that's what people think. But she said, listen to it. She says, "I am a demon and I practice Kabbalah and I'm a vegan. That's what people think." Well, didn't she just say that she was into the Kabbalah? That's the truth. I don't know if she's a vegan or not. She was licking that donut at the donut store. But anyways, this Ariana Grande, she's not as innocent as everyone thinks. But I do want to go into her new video, because this is a great example of what's going on. Is she a demon? Is she in the Illuminati? Let's get into it. First, the symbolism of the video. Let's quickly break this down, because I'm running out of time already. I'm long-winded tonight. You see her at the beginning in a cosmic mist. Now, if you look and understand the occult history of the world in the esoteric realm, they believe that the cosmic mist was the mother of all living things before the world came into formation. This is the mother goddess. They believe that the emanation from God's mind, this is Kabbalistic stuff. Like in Kabbalah, they believe in this tree of life. Maybe they don't believe in it. They use the imagery of the tree of life as a guide. And the guide has 10 sephirot, basically like circles. And those are each emanations of God's mind that created the world that we live in. And the Kabbalistic practitioner is to traverse this tree of life and gain an understanding from each sephirot. Now, there in the esoteric history of the world, they believe there was a cosmic mist. Again, this is the mother of all living things. And there was also this enemy storm that came up against the cosmic mist in the form of the Dark Lord, or Saturn. This is the Saturnian influence. Now, the Saturnian influence was actually necessary to create material things. It's the symbolism of Saturn, which I've talked about. If you look at the Decoding Illuminati symbolism for Saturn and the Black Cube, if you can find it on Google, they're trying not to index my articles. They know I'm too close to the truth, so they're punishing me. But that's okay. I got you. That's all I need, as long as you're there with me. And this Dark Lord, the Saturnian influence, materialized the world. This is why Saturn is depicted as Kronos, the time and measurements. Time and measurements are concrete ways of quantifying things. The Saturnian influence was a necessary evil to create the material realm. And this goes into, it's kind of weird stuff. If you look at the evolution of humans, they believe that the pineal gland used to be more prominent and humans were able to commune and see gods until the skull calcified and pushed the pineal gland inwards, where it lies resting right now. And they think that, like, little kids, their pineal gland is more susceptible to seeing these things. That's why, like, little kids are talking to ghosts and crap in the corner. So this Saturnian influence is important to the occultist. They admire it on some levels because they think it was a necessary component, a necessary evil. And the symbol for Saturn is the cube, and that is what you see little Ariana Grande sitting on with the thinking man pose in the video. She's sitting inside of a book on a cube, and there's all these men throwing insults at her, calling her a bitch and whatever. She is definitely the mother goddess. She is the cosmic mist, because the cosmic mist is a fighter, just like she embodies in this video. Saturn eventually would be pushed to the outer boundaries and is supposedly residing right now, circling the world as a serpent and constantly influencing us. Now we talk about the symbol of the yoni, or the vagina. It's in this video many times. Obviously, this video is about the empowerment of women and the historical importance of women in all types of religious realms. But to me, they're mostly occult realms, because she is not showing us the Virgin Mary. She is showing us all the occult references. Because in the occult perspective, modern-day Christianity is the enemy. I'm not making that up. Crowley, Parsons, and the like talked about it being the most despicable thing there was. Friedrich Nietzsche and all them, they hated it. Ariana Grande is seen at the beginning swimming in a giant vagina. We also see her floating in the cosmos in geometric, sacred geometry shapes with her hands in the form of the yoni, the vagina. That is a symbolic representation. You saw this with there was a Whitney Houston movie done on Lifetime, and the woman has her hands in that inverted triangle as well on the cover. Now, the sacred geometry, of course, is important because Pythagoras was the first secret society. He put that first secret society together, and he synthesized occult belief systems by traveling through, the ancient world, Greece, the Roman territories, and Egypt, and Sumeria. And he synthesized all these occult teachings into the first secret society. That's why you see the sacred geometry symbol. She's doing the goddess vagina symbol in it. Now, there's also a part where she is seen with three wolf heads behind her. This is the triple goddess used in witchcraft. We've seen this from Lady Gaga as the triple goddess. It represents the maiden, mother, and crone. These are the phases of womanhood. And like I said earlier, it's because Lady Gaga was originally the goddess archetype. Many years ago, she was the one that carried the torch, so to speak, but it's been passed on to Ariana Grande. Now, if you look at the... there's another idea here. That three-headed dog is also Cerberus. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Cerberus is also in Harry Potter. It's also in Kanye West's video for Black Skinhead. It's the dog that guards Hades or the underworld. If you open up your Secret Teachings of the Ages Manly P. Hall book, he was the Freemason that supposedly revealed all the secrets. I don't know if that's true. It's probably disinformation. Why would they reveal the secrets? Either way, he says, at the gate of the inferior sphere, the underworld or dwelling place of mortal creatures, stands the guardian of Hades, the three-headed dog, Cerberus, who is analogous to the three murderers of the Hiramic legend. That is the reference to the inception of Freemasonry, was the three guys that killed Hiram Abiff. Now, if you go to, there's an article on Pathos from a gay man who claims to be a witch. It's not a big deal that he's gay. He says that. I don't know. Why did he say it? Does it matter? Do you care? I don't care. Do you care? Is that scary? Are you triggered? I'm not triggered. Are you triggered? This guy says, first off, I'm going to tell you this article in Pathos. He calls conspiracy theorists vapid. That means like empty-headed. And he's like, you know, before you conspiracy theorists try to say Ariana Grande is in the Illuminati, it's whatever. Like he's trying to like say, no, she's the goddess and she's emulating all these very deep esoteric witchcraft pagan elements. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that proves the point, brah. But I'm very offended by that. I'm feeling triggered by his comment calling me vapid. I'm trying to fit an Illuminati narrative. Well, guess what, bud? Newsflash, it is the Illuminati. These Illuminati beliefs are obviously tied into the pagan and occult realm. They all do it. Bohemian Grove, what do you think they're doing there? They're doing mock sacrifices to a pagan owl god of Minerva. That's what they did with Moloch, the bull god. They sacrificed to Moloch. Ritual magic used in witchcraft in the Church of Satan. They're all obsessed with destroying the Abrahamic religions. It's all part of the big agenda. So you can miss me with that bullshit. It's the truth. Anyways, so this man says that the video dropped on Friday the 13th. Very curious date. I didn't even catch that. Good catch, buddy. That's the day that the Knights Templar were taken down. It was a day considered unlucky because the Knights Templar, they were supposedly worshipping Baphomet and doing these homosexual sex rituals, which actually Aleister Crowley put into the higher grades of the... Was it the... Ordo Templi Orientis, I think? Anyways. The witch guy says it's actually a reference to Frigga. This is a goddess who was oppressed. And every Friday in Scandinavia was considered the witch's Sabbath. So this guy, he's a witch. He's saying that, yeah, Ariana Grande is doing this because she's a witch. He also says that she is emulating Persephone, a woman abducted by Hades and forced to be the queen of the underworld. She is only allowed on Earth prior to spring, and the three-headed dog, Cerberus, is also the goddess Hecate's pet. Now, Hecate comes up many times when you research this stuff. Hecate is also depicted with the three heads as the triple goddess of witchcraft. She is known as the torchbearer, and she ushers in the light during dark times. I guess Ariana Grande is the light in this dark time. I looked in Dion Fortune's book called Mystical Kabbalah and Hecate. Am I saying that right? It sounds like almost like an Asian name, Hecate. Hecate is referenced as the goddess of witchcraft and enchantments, presiding over childbirth. And what's curious is that this Ariana Grande video, God is a Mother, people are alleging that she might be pregnant because that's what she shows when she takes on the form of Gaia, the Mother Earth, in the video. Illuminati confirm. So let's get back to... Okay, I'm done talking about the gay witches article there, but if you look at the video for Ariana Grande, she is wearing all white, as are her followers, and she's in the middle of a big giant druid circle, which looks like an all-seeing eye. She's the iris of the all-seeing eye. She wants you to join the group. And of course, we see her as the Mother Earth or Gaia, a very common symbol from these pagan groups. And then if you recall, if you watched this video, you saw a scene where there were all these groundhogs popping up in the desert. Why was that there? Well, let me tell you. It's because the groundhog is symbolic of the pagan holiday of Imbolg, which I talked about when Philip Seymour Hoffman died. He died on Imbolg, a pagan Illuminati sacrifice holiday. The festival marks the beginning of spring and is placed at the halfway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. Originally based on worshipping the goddess Brigid in Irish mythology, and is still celebrated to this day by Wicca and pagans. Considered a night of sacrifice, implying that a ritualistic human sacrifice should be performed as an offering to the gods and goddesses. They celebrate it February 1st through the 2nd, which leads us to the first connection, Groundhog's Day. The groundhog is symbolic of the Earth Mother because it lives in the earth. We can connect this to information on gods and goddesses, and we know that Semiramis, the goddess revered as the Earth Mother, has been hibernating. Like the groundhog, both are earth creatures, with Semiramis being the earth goddess. Both of these symbols hibernate over the winter season as the people await their arrival, and the groundhog is also symbolic of rebirth and spring, just like the goddess, who will make her official appearance on March 21st. Now, that's very curious, because we earlier talked about how Ariana Grande was emulating Persephone, who's only allowed on Earth prior to spring to bring the spring in, which is what the groundhog does in Groundhog's Day, or on Groundhog's Day. The groundhog tells us how long until spring. So that's what the meaning of the groundhog is, because she is Persephone. She is the goddess. No doubt about it. Now, there's also a bunch of symbols, considering that she is talking about she is the Luciferian Enlightener. She is the Prometheus character. These Illuminati folks, they believe in an alternate form of reality. They think Prometheus, or Lucifer, is the unsung dark hero who gives the mankind the light of knowledge, taken from the tale of Prometheus taking the torch and giving it to the humans. Ariana Grande embodies this in the video when she is the candle. She is the torch of freedom. If you recall my talk about Edward Bernays and Sigmund Freud and how they manipulated women into smoking cigarettes through the torches of freedom propaganda, we also see Ariana Grande with wearing the power gloves, and she throws the big hammer up to break the glass ceiling in the domed structure as her Kabbalistic mentor Madge, or Madonna, speaks out the Bible verse Ezekiel, I think it's 17:25, 25:17, I don't know. One of those verses, you'll know it's the one from Pulp Fiction. She is breaking the glass ceiling for the women. Just curious, because she's very rich now. She got through the glass ceiling. I'm not saying, I'm not making commentary on women's rights. You know, I'm sort of a closeted liberal kind of guy, so I get it. It's fine. But what's curious is that you see her wearing these cat ears and this cat mask, which, again, earlier we talked about how these kids grow up in the entertainment industry wearing the sex kitten symbolism, MK Ultra stuff. I'm not making that up. These entertainers, they get subjected to traumatic abuse. Could it be she is saying that she will no longer be the sex kitten for the elite? Good for her if that's the case. Now we also see her inside of a cave in the... And again, I got images for all this on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Just find the article for it. Ariana Grande seen inside of a cave. This is the symbol for Plato's allegory of the cave, where the one man gets out. They're, you know, shackled up in the cave. The one man gets out and he comes back and tells the other about this world outside of the cave. But they've never been outside the cave. They refuse to believe it. The darkness within the cave is their new home. They are happy in slavery. The cave is the world we live in, and Ariana is the embodiment of the human truth and freedom. She, again, is the Prometheus, the Luciferian enlightenment. Now, towards the end of the video, you see her on the lighthouse, which arguably is more Illuminati symbolism. The ancient world, the lighthouse was the entrance to Alexandria, which is where a lot of these esoteric thoughts were coalesced with the different cultures merging their occult teachings. The Illuminati, the enlightened ones, were those that were privy to these hidden truths that met in secret. They were symbolized as the keepers of the lighthouse. Carl Jung wrote in the book Jung on Mythology, and he said, "On the contrary, they seek to translate natural secrets into the language of consciousness and to declare the truth that is the common property of mankind. By becoming conscious, the individual is threatened more and more with isolation, which is nevertheless the sine qua non of conscious differentiation." So what's he saying? He says Ariana Grande is in the Illuminati, is what he's saying. He says Ariana Grande is to be the lightkeeper to show the masses the way into the Illuminati truths, and she is here to enlighten the world. Now, if you go back to Pathos, this guy says that the lighthouse is tied to Isis, because Isis was also known as Pharia, and the lighthouse was called Pharos, which is the name of the small island that it was on. And this lighthouse is a symbol for illumination of danger seas and a guide for humankind. Isis Pharia provides safe harbor for all souls. So there you go. Again, it's goddess stuff, Isis, it's all connected. And then he actually makes an interesting comment. He talks about how her previous song, The Light Is Coming, which I talked about on a previous podcast, being a Luciferian song, he says The Light Is Coming was a song related to this idea that Ariana is indeed the light-bearing goddess. Now, what do I think about this? That's what you're here for. What do I think about Ariana Grande trying to stand up for women's rights? You want to know what a white man has to say about it? I know you do. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to bring trigger points up. No, but honestly, it's like the video. I don't mind it. A decent song. It's cool that we've got a video that isn't just stupid. It's something we can talk about. So I appreciate that. I think that she is indeed being put on the pedestal as the next Illuminati goddess. And it's very sexual in nature. The song is very sexual in nature. Is that wrong? I don't think so. As you know, I am an Orthodox Christian, albeit a real shitty one. I'm the first to admit it. But when I pull open, I go to my link, the OCA.org, that's the Orthodox Church of America website. They have some readings on here about this topic. It says that God created humans as male and female in order to be fruitful and multiply. And Orthodox doctrine, sexuality belongs to the creation, which God calls very good. and in itself is in no way sinful or perverse. It belongs to the very nature of humanity, directly willed by God. So there you have it. There's no shame in sexuality. The fact that women traditionally have been shamed for their sexuality is not okay. That is not God's intention. It's not cool, man. I read further in, and you can read more about it. Let me find it for you. I read this yesterday. I should have highlighted it. Okay, further in it says, it must be mentioned at this point, and it goes through, it's way deeper than this, but I'm cutting to the chase here, because the video is very sexual in nature, and it's about women's sexuality. Okay. It says, it must be mentioned at this point as well that according to the Orthodox Christian doctrine, the fact that humans are created male and female is the direct will of God and is essential for proper human life and activity as reflective of God. In a word, human sexuality is a necessary element in human being and life as made in the image of God. This does not mean that there is any sort of sexuality in God, but it does mean that human life must be sexual, male and female, if it will be what God himself has made it to be. Man and woman, male and female, are created by God to live together in a union of being, life, and love. The man is to be the leader in human activities, the one reflecting Christ as the new and perfect Adam. The woman is to be man's helpmeet, the mother of all living. Symbolized in the relationship of Mary in the church, the new Eve, to Christ, the new Adam, as the one who inspires man's life and completes his being and fulfills his life, the woman is not man's instrument or tool. She's a person in her own right, sharer of the nature of God, a necessary complement to man. There can be no man without woman, no Adam without Eve, just as there can be no woman without man. The two exist in perfect communion and harmony for the fulfillment of human nature and life. So there you have it. Okay. I think it's nice that Ariana Grande can give a voice of power to women. I think our culture in America doesn't necessarily appreciate women on the level that they need to be. Sadly, in the Christian faith, a lot of these offshoots of orthodoxy have shamed women. Even the Orthodox religion, there are some ideas that aren't particularly loved by women. But, you know, that's a mix, because you got the traditional element. But it doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is that... you know, I don't disagree with her trying to be a sort of motivational figure for women. What I do find curious are all the occult tie-ins here. There's not one Christian element on that video. And you know me well enough that I'm not this big Bible thumper, but it is part of the big agenda. It really is to destroy Christianity. I'm not saying Christianity is not without its faults. But ultimately, you have to consider that they are creating culture. They are doing this slowly and surely. They are aiming it towards a young audience. And this, the result will be the, what's the right word? The increased activity in occult elements. So what do you think? Hit me up on the socials. Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes. Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Facebook. Don't mess with Facebook. I'm not reading those. I got way too much stuff on Facebook. You can do it on Facebook. I'm on there, Illuminati Watcher or Isaac Weishaupt. Or you can leave a comment. Go to the Patreon page for this and leave a comment. I read those. In fact, I probably read those at a higher clip than anything else. Because you Patreon supporters are what keeps this thing alive. So you're the most important customer here. Tell me what you think. Am I being mean to Ariana Grande? Or is she indeed an Illuminati witch? She is the next Illuminati goddess. Leading like the Pied Piper, leading the masses down the path of occultism. She certainly made the gay witch man on Pathios happy. Is that wrong? Is that okay? I don't know. You tell me. What do you think about this? you know, I don't get too triggered up on this kind of stuff. I think that's what's happening, but I've got my beliefs. I'm okay with it. But you have to be aware. That is the trick. You have to be aware of what's going on and not let these celebrities influence you. The entertainment industry has got an agenda. Anyways, I'm going to thank you for your time. You want more? Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. If you're already on the Patreon, I appreciate it. If not, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Leave reviews for The Dark Path on Amazon or any of my other books. I wrote a bunch of books. You can get them on Audible. I narrated most of them. It's so good. I narrated them so good. What else? iTunes, reviews. I need some more reviews. Make it happen, folks. I'm listening to you. I'm here to serve you, to give you the answers to the questions you're looking for. So anyways, thank you for your time. The next episode, I will either go a little bit deeper on Century of the Self, Sigmund Freud, Edward Bernays, The Big Agenda, and Corporate America, or I'll do some random new topics. I've got this whole thing about Little Uzi Vert. He's telling his fans that they're going to hell with him, and he was in a video with Young Thug with a lot of Illuminati symbolism in it. Huh? What? All right, thanks for your time. As always, be your best for those who deserve your best.